Chapter 10. The Promise. The monster stopped speaking and looked at me, waiting for my answer. I absolutely refuse to do such a thing, I said. You can do what you want to make my life miserable, but I will never create another being as unfortunate as yourself.
Then if I cannot find love, I will cause fear, said the monster. And I will hate you forever. I will not rest until I have made your life as miserable and terrible as I can. All I ask for is a woman to love. It is true we will be monsters, and we will live separate from other human beings. Our lives may not be happy, but they will be harmless and free from the misery I feel now. You are my creator. Let me for once feel gratitude. Let me know that there is one person in this world who feels sympathy and understanding for me.
I was moved by his words, and thought that there was some justice in them. The monster saw my change of heart and continued,
If you agree, you will never see me again. We will go to South America and live among the trees and the animals. Nobody will ever see us again.
How can I believe you? I asked. You have already killed. How can I know that it will not happen again?
Do as I ask, said the monster, and I will not hate you for the rest of my life.
I was full of mixed emotions. I felt sympathy for him, but when I looked at him, I saw a repugnant, hateful creature. I considered everything that he had said, and finally I replied, I agree to your request, but you must promise me that you will leave Europe forever and that you will never be seen again.
I swear that I will do as you ask, cried the monster,
and with these words he left me, afraid perhaps that if he stayed longer I might change my mind. I saw him go down the mountain at great speed, and then he was out of sight. It was now evening, and I started my return journey. But my heart was heavy, and I walked very slowly. Night came, and I was only halfway. I spent a troubled night in the open air and returned to Chamonix the next morning. I took no rest, but returned immediately to Geneva. The family were very alarmed at my wild appearance, but I would not answer their questions. I felt that I had no right to their love anymore. But I feared for them and wanted to save them from harm. So I decided that I would have to keep my promise to the monster, even though the thought of it filled me with horror and disgust. Days and weeks passed, but I could not find the courage to begin my work. I could not bear to think of the months of preparation I would need before I could begin to create a woman for the monster. I heard of an Englishman who had made some new discoveries that might help me, and I thought of asking my father's permission to go to London, but I kept putting off making the request. I took long walks and passed whole days on the lake, and slowly my health improved, much to my father's delight. One day my father called me to him and said, "You know that I have always hoped that one day you would marry Elizabeth. Now I am worried that you have met someone else you want to marry." "My dear father, do not worry," I replied. "There is nothing I want more than to marry Elizabeth one day." "I'm glad to hear that," said my father. "Our family has been through very difficult, sad times recently. Perhaps if you married Elizabeth now, it would bring us all a little happiness." I listened to my father in silence and did not reply for some time. How could I marry Elizabeth before I had finished the horrible task ahead of me? I could not carry out my work in my father's house because there might be an accident, and they would learn my terrible secret. I had to go to England to meet the man who had made the discoveries which would help me. So I told my father that I wanted to go to England, but without, of course, telling him the real reasons why. My father was delighted to see that I felt well enough to make a journey, and immediately gave me his permission. It was decided that I would be away for a few months, at most a year. My father did not want me to be alone, so without telling me, he and Elizabeth arranged for Henry Clerval to go with me. I was very happy that Henry would be with me at the start of my journey, but I worried that his presence would interfere with the solitude I needed to create the monster's companion. And so I set off for England. It was decided that I would marry Elizabeth as soon as I got back to Geneva. My father did not want to wait any longer because of his age, and for my part, the thought of marrying Elizabeth would keep me going during the difficult months ahead. The only thing that worried me was that during my absence, my family would be unprotected from the monster, who might be angered by my departure. But he had promised to follow me wherever I went, so I hoped that he would follow me to England. I left Switzerland at the end of September, and soon I arrived in Strasbourg, where I spent 2 days waiting for Clerval. What a contrast there was between us! I was full of dark, miserable thoughts, while he was full of life and pleasure at all the wonderful sights that we saw during our journey by boat up the River Rhine to Rotterdam in Holland, from where we sailed to England.